Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, door. Good morning, wall. Good morning, floor. I wanna say good morning, more. Good morning, good morning.
I have to go to work.
Well, we got the cure for that.
The 22nd day of the 2nd month of the 22nd year.
Two. Tuesday.
Become clear of your desires.
Tuesday, I feel
good. Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 22, officially 2291. And it is Tuesday morning, 6:08. Carla, this is a big day, huge day when it comes to numbers. Not only the fact that it's Tuesday.
Well, yes, the 22nd, that's for sure, 2-22-22. But it's all week long is palindrome week.
Mm-hmm.
The same forward, backward, the whole bit.
So all week long.
All week long.
And thousands. They say thousands of people coming to Vegas to get married on 2-22-22.
Yeah, because you're that dumb that you can't remember your own anniversary. That's great. That's great. Honey, that'd be a good day, huh?
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah. Woo! Wedding. Yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Get Fat Elvis. Fat Elvis can marry
it'll
us.
Be great. So. This would be great.
Memorable.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, happy day to you if today is indeed the day that you chose to tie the knot, you romantics, you.
I had a friend tell his girlfriend, I'm waiting till 2:23:45.
To get
married.
There we go. Okay.
Something like that. I don't know.
One, two, three, four, five. There
okay,
you go.
That's
there
what it
you
was.
Go. There. We'll be dead. But okay.
But I love you.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Much. So I don't know what that means to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's 2-2-2-2.
I know that numbers, all sorts of, when you're involved in numerology, numbers always mean something to someone. So, yes.
Just take it for what it's worth. Plenty of sunshine this morning, partly cloudy skies and windy this afternoon. Got another wind advisory.
Okay, fine.
Effective later today. Yeah. It got a little windy yesterday.
Yes.
And then died down. High today only in the upper 50s. What did you say? Tomorrow maybe on
Tomorrow's
going to
be like high 40s?
Wow.
Stop it. Like 48, 49? Yeah. Yuck.
43 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I was going to say, hopefully that changes by then. I think it was a year ago that we had snow, by the way. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Something like three years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, we had it last year, too. Remember that? We did. We had it last year as well.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I had pictures pop up.
That's what it was.
I know. Oh, I know. The
last
horror.
Year.
The horror.
Mm-hmm.
Today is indeed National Margarita Day. This is interesting. Woo-hoo! According to a survey, 76% of Americans enjoy margaritas. That is probably one of the most popular drinks. Now, more than half of them prefer them to be frozen and blended. Blech. Others like it over ice.
Mm-hmm.
15 chain restaurant margaritas were rated the best. Morty, Buffalo Wild Wings. They came out on top for chain restaurant margaritas. They said they're just perfect. Not too tart, not too sweet, not too boozy, just boozy enough.
Yeah.
Which is good to know. I'll have to try them.
I had one last week.
Okay. I'll have to try
them. From Buffalo Wild Wings.
Shoot. I know. I'm definitely going to have to. Mexican restaurants didn't even come in that high.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to be known for having the best margaritas?
They are. Now, these are chain restaurants. So, like your Chewy's and Chevy's and things like that, they didn't come in that high. So, if you're going to have one, I guess it's Buffalo Wild Wings today. Sad news for us baseball fans. Spring training for Major League Baseball delayed due to that lockout. That lockout's a big deal. It is a big deal. This could change baseball in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, I hope it does. Others, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have a season. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There, a lot of people are saying, let's just hope for a season.
Right.
Of any amount of games. And so.
But if you're a fan of, you know, going and watching them train, that may not be happening this year. And this is interesting. If you're over probably 40-ish, you probably remember having all your friends' phone numbers memorized. Remember, you knew everybody's number.
Yeah.
even if you didn't call people that often, you had those key numbers. You had yours. You knew yours. You knew family, friends. Now, of course, with cell phones, we have no idea. People were asked how many phone numbers they had memorized. Like a third of people said, none. I don't know anyone's phone number. Another third said, one or two, maybe, including my own. And you know, there's very few people, a handful, who said, I probably know five phone numbers. That's it. Five, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. And less than 1% said maybe 10, possibly. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know a few.
What are they, like, super smart people or something?
10? What are you sandbagging that for?
Do you even have a life?
Spit them out, man. Spit them out. Yes, exactly. So think about it, people. Just try to think about the numbers you actually know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to your phone. Just think about it. Call it. See if it's right. A few things you should know for Tuesday. Don't forget, you can always catch anything you missed on this show. Listen to our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.
You know, you were talking about phone numbers and how many we actually know off the top of our head.
We all remember probably our first one when we were kids. I'll bet everybody remembers that one.
I remember that one. I know Jody's phone number, and I know the phone number to here. To Beasley.
Oh, yeah.
To the building. Main number.
Yeah, I know this one. I know my brother's. I
know
Angie's.
Off the top of the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. I know four. What else do I know? Monica's. Chris's. Okay, I know six.
You know six?
I know six numbers. Wow.
You're pretty impressed.
I'm smart.
You are.
You're cool. Not only am I pretty, but I'm smart, Wendy.
Morty, what about you?
I know my very first home phone number.
Okay.
I know my cell phone number. I know my mom's cell phone number.
Okay, you're...
Well, wait a second.
Morty's
you don't include yourself.
Wait a minute. Yes, I know. I didn't. Then I know seven. And my old number, eight. Okay.
I don't know the number to this. I mean, I know our request line, but okay. I don't know, like, our building...
You don't
building
know the building number.
No, because I have it on auto dial.
Because I got auto dial. Because I'm under 40. Why would I remember any?
So if I don't count my own, I only know really two.
Wow. You know your mom's, you said?
Yeah, I don't know my cousin, and I call him all the time. I don't... My best friend, I don't know his number.
That's hilarious.
You know what? Thinking about it, mine just went up. So Jody's number, the main line here, the request line, and the hotline. There's five. And I'm at five.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
For me, that's great.
Yeah.
Now.
Did you include your own?
No, I didn't, Morty.
Morty, so I know three. No, you know one, Morty. You know one number.
You brought up a good, interesting thing, though. Your first home phone number. What do they do with those? Do they just recycle them?
Recycle them. Yeah. Usually they're in the same area. I would imagine. Or, you know, same date.
Okay.
Area code, anyhow.
Well, you can transfer it over, right? If you had it as your home landline, you can transfer it to, like, a cell phone.
Yes, you can.
But back then, I guess, you couldn't.
No.
You lost it if you canceled your service.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
What was yours? Maple 4774 or something?
TEA-6997. You know what? I mean, yours, you left... I mean, your parents had your old home phone number for God knows how long.
Yeah, yeah. But the other one before that, I mean, we moved when I was six.
And Morty, you still have that one, right?
No, we don't.
No. Oh,
we lost it. When we moved, we lost it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Let's call our old home phone numbers.
Oh, all right. We might wake someone up. You won't.
Oh, I know another one.
Oh. Wait a second.
The light just went on. Talking about those phone numbers, how many you remember off the top of your head? There are a few people that said 10 or 11. Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
Well, I just called to remind you that you probably know a whole lot more numbers if you think about Glenn Lerner and...
all those other numbers.
Perfect, you know, all those things that everybody knows.
Yeah, that's drilled into your head.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Can't help but know them.
That's true. Bill, thank you for the call.
Numbers we never call.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
702-739-9636 if you want to call or text in. And people are texting in.
They are texting in. As a matter of fact, Karen said, oldest phone number I remember is my grandmother's. Lived in the house for over 50 years. And she said she passed in 2000. The number was K12-6109.
Okay.
A lot of those way back in the day. they were, you know, spelled out differently, of course. Paul said, come on, you guys, don't forget Jenny's number. You know that one, right?
Now I'm up to seven now.
Yes, Jenny, who can I turn? Now, Connie said, I know my work, my daughters, and 96.3 KKLZ. So if I'm out and I get in trouble and I can't get in touch with my daughter, you guys better help me.
Oh, we're there for you. We're there for you.
Connie, I love that.
All right. The only number I had growing up was the Temple 8 6997. Mm-hmm. And we were talking off the air as well as on the air about what they do with these old numbers. So I just wanted to call it to see if it's back in the system.
Yeah.
To see if somebody else has it. I don't know if anybody's going to answer.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Mike and Carla Morning Show in Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the reason we're calling you this morning is this was my old home phone number, my only home phone number that I had when I lived back in that area.
Really?
Yes.
And where did you live when you had this phone number? What town?
I lived in Highland, Indiana.
Yep, it's an old Highland number, but I live in Munster, Indiana.
This was mine when I lived on Garfield Street, just off Kennedy Avenue.
Oh, okay. I'm aware of where that's at. Is that by the bowling alley?
South of Plaza Lanes.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you what your first name is?
Sally.
Sally, well, it's a pleasure talking to you. Treat my number with care and my old phone number and enjoy your day.
Can I get your name so next time someone calls, I'll ask if they're looking for you?
Right? When did you move away?
I moved away from that number in 1977.
Okay.
Okay. 1977. Well, you just made my day. You guys I'm sure you're having much better weather than we're having here.
Well, I got to be honest. We were. Now it's getting a little chilly by our standards.
Yeah,
anyhow,
only in the upper 50s.
Yes,
so.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I just came back from Florida. I was 3 weeks in Florida and had to wear a winter coat a couple days. So.
Wow.
That's pretty bad, yes.
Well, again, a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great day.
Okay, and your listeners are very lucky to have your station to listen to, so thank you for your call.
Well, see? Yeah. Midwest people, they'll talk to you all day.
Don't call Sally, by the way. You said the number. Do not call Sally, people. Don't call her.
All right.
Leave Sally alone.
Please. All right, we want to call your number.
Okay.
Your number. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. Turnabout's fair play. We're calling Carla's home phone number.
Oh, cool. This
is the one that you had when you were, like, real little.
Yes.
Like, growing up.
Till I was, six.
6 years old. All right, here we go. Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get somebody just as nice as Sally who answered my phone.
That'd be cool. Hello?
Call rejected.
Rejected. Rejected.
Wow. That hurts. That hurts a lot.
You totally feel like an orphan.
I do. I only had that number till I was like six. 6 years old.
Wow.
Well, guess what? You can forget that number, and your number went down.
Yeah. How is nobody at that number? Oh, that hurts me.
All right, let's call the other number. You had another number, right?
Yeah. Gosh.
This would be your parents' final number.
Right, I gave it. You got it?
All right, here it is. Let's dial it up. Maybe this will work out better because it was more recent.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Well, that is just great.
This is a recording.
It's like I never...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Carla, we've talked about this before, but we have to revisit it again because for those listening, Carla came in all excited because she learned something
for the first time.
And we've talked about this before. What did you just learn?
Yeah.
After all these years on the planet Earth, you said, you may say to yourself, I never knew this. Like the one thing that sticks out in my head, the ends of an aluminum box,
yes.
The aluminum foil box.
Yes.
that there's holes. Mm-hmm. Where you can punch holes in either side of the box.
Yeah.
And it keeps the roll in there.
In there, so it doesn't come flying out. You know, I mentioned this a couple of years ago, and my own brother, who I consider to be brilliant, mm-hmm. was like, I never knew that, ever.
So he doesn't know everything.
Yeah. So now he buys extra so he can poke in the sides of it, my brother Matt. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you learned something this morning.
I learned something this morning, but I learned something last week, and I'm just going to put this out there. And the word bae, you know, Jody's your bae, huh?
Yeah.
Is she your bae? Do you know why she's your bae?
I have no clue.
Do you know what bae stands for?
It now,
stands
how are, now for how are, something. How are you spelling it? What
B-A-E.
Are the...
Bae.
B-A-E.
Yeah. B-A-E. Bae. My okay. bae. Yeah. And I think, I don't know what anybody thought. But I know I and a couple of my friends said, yeah, well, that's short for, you know, your baby, your bae.
Oh.
You know? No, it's not. It actually stands for something. It's an acronym, Morty. You know.
I don't know.
No, it's before anyone else.
Huh.
That's what that stands for.
Listen, yes. I don't feel bad. I just found out what NWA stood for.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Was that last year or something like that?
Well, before anyone else. Yeah, that was a few years ago. Yes.
That's what it stands for?
Yes.
You're my bae.
You're my bae before anyone else.
Now, you're about as when it comes to contemporary stuff.
Oh, yeah, hip and happening. Yeah.
Pop culture.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
you know everything.
I think so. I had no idea. Then I post this whole article on some stuff that I found out about Google today and what you can do with Google searches.
Mm-hmm.
You got to read this article because even, and more to you as well, it was like I had no idea. If you put a hyphen, almost like a minus sign,
yeah,
in front of a search, say, Mike, you're looking up Jaguars fast. And you want to find out how fast Jaguars run. And then you put minus or a hyphen cars.
Yeah.
It'll take cars out.
Oh.
It'll not even look up that word and just look up Jaguars. And
so if
speed.
I type in Tom Hanks hyphen movies, it'll take the
yes,
word movies
it'll
out?
It'll take movies out and it'll bring up other stuff
wow.
on Tom Hanks. Yes.
Never knew that.
I know. Neither did I. I can't. I
All
just,
right, Monica.
I
What did you, you know what, let's throw it out there.
Yeah.
Like Carla, who is totally amazed by all this.
I am. I really am.
And you're never too old to learn.
No. What did you find out? Just maybe today, maybe over the weekend, recently, that you never knew.
After all these years.
Yeah. Yes.
You go, I never knew that.
Right?
What did you learn most recently? Talking about those things you just, after all these years, you finally learned something new. You're never too old to learn something new.
No, not at all. This is interesting. Adrian, good for you. She said, I learned, this pertains to you guys, recently that there's more to buying a man's shirt than just a size.
Mm-hmm.
Medium, large, there's a neck size. There's an arm length and a body fit. Who knew? That is very complicated, and it makes a difference if you're buying a dress shirt, because if that neck size is wrong and you're wearing a tie or something, you'll look like a big goof.
Listen, even at my age, it's tough for me to buy a shirt. I find a brand.
Right.
I try and find a brand that fits.
Right.
And I'll say, give me this one, this one, this one, this
Each
one, and
color.
That one.
Right.
And I'll just buy them all.
I get it. Marianne said, and maybe I feel like an idiot again. I recently found out that TAG, T-A-G, stands for touch and go. What? I had to look that up. It's true. TAG, touch and go.
It's not just TAG,
not just
you're
TAG,
in.
TAG, you're in.
I tagged you.
A guy named TAG, I guess. Dan, okay,
wow.
Dan. But Dan said, you know, I have to give a little disclaimer. He's 18 years old, and he said, I did not know that the Beatles group was actually spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S. This is so cute, which stands for, you know, beat.
Right.
Beatles. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know that that's, you know, what that represents.
That's what they talked about in the special Get
yes,
Back.
Yes, they did. And I'm wondering if Dan watched that. Will said, never knew that a club sandwich actually stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon. I don't know if this is true,
no.
but that's what, I don't know. I got to look it up, but yeah, I know.
So if I went into a place and said, give me chicken with lettuce under the bun.
Under bacon.
Under bacon.
Yeah.
They were figure, oh, you want a club.
They might. It might have just been shortened many, many years ago. I don't even know if they would know that. Look it up, Morty. Look up club sandwich.
Club sandwich acronym.
Yes,
And don't put a hyphen anywhere because it'll take out that word.
Don't take out bacon.
We just found out.
Club stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Just think about it, people. You're listening this morning. How much you're learning. Or maybe you're saying, seriously?
Yeah. This is pretty funny. Megan said, I'm nearly 20 years old. All these years, I did not realize
that
there's
years.
A lot of people. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I don't know. Kids, go away. It's not mommy cheating on daddy. It's kissing Santa Claus, who is
daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. She
He's
said,
Santa's
I thought,
helper.
I thought she was cheating on my dad with Santa Claus.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that real?
That song. That's a song.
I know it's a song, but is that really what it is?
Yes. That's really what I
See, I didn't know that.
It. Yeah.
You thought he was actually kissing. She was actually kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, why not?
Cheater.
Mom's up.
Mother's a cheater.
Mom's up.
Mom's always up. You know what? Somebody's got to give her some attention.
And dad's always the one like, I'm going to go to bed early.
So mom was just waiting down there in her Christmas
pen. Here's some cookies and milk.
For Santa with the chimney poker, making sure it's all clear.
I got some cookies, milk, and a little something-something for you.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I got the cookies and milk, baby.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, I am.
Wow. See? Morty just woke up.
Megan, thank you. I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thousands of people flocking to Las Vegas to get married on this date because they didn't want to forget their wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Sheesh.
I don't know if this means anything to you, but to a lot of people, I guess it does. Golden Knights snapped a 3-game losing streak the other night. Big win in San Jose over the Sharks. Now, they don't play until this weekend. Friday night, they're in Arizona, then back on Saturday at T-Mobile against Colorado. I hope I got that right. Morty, I think that's right.
That is correct.
Okay. So, yeah, that 3-game losing streak, it was just like, all right. And a lot of people, you don't realize, have we lost 3 in a row?
No.
I know.
Yes.
I know it.
Okay.
The last few weeks have been very odd with hockey and just the breaks and all of that. It's been very odd.
But the big news, Eichel's playing, and he got his first goal against San Jose.
Yep.
And a couple of points in that game. So let's see if they can continue and put that 1-game win streak on the line as they do it on the put it on the line in Arizona. And then, of course, back on Saturday night. So there you go. Weather-wise from Channel 3, sunshine this morning. Looks nice. If it would stay like this, don't think it is. They say it's going to be partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. Wind advisory in effect. High in the upper 50s. We got 49 now. Let's find out some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID. I don't know if you had heard about that yesterday. Why do I think Prince Charles went in and coughed on her? I just don't. I'm worried. Justin Bieber also tested positive. He had to cancel his show here in Vegas over the weekend, so some positive things to come out of that. I guess. Justin, I'm sorry.
You're looking
I guess. I kid.
Wasn't he the one dancing around in the stands for the halftime show of the Super Bowl?
He was singing along to Eminem.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Hello, Justin. You have a show here the following week. Yeah. Huh? Dude, listen to this. Boy, Olympic skier Remy Lindholm from Finland. He did the, 30K cross country race. A part of his body froze up.
What?
You do not want to freeze up. His appendage froze.
Oh.
And it's the second time this has happened to him.
Didn't learn the first time?
I guess, apparently not. It was so cold, though. They said it was so cold. I mean, well below freezing in Beijing most of the time. And he got a heat pack to thaw it out. And he said, and I quote, when the body part started to warm up after the finish, the pain was unbearable. Oh. So, yeah, just froze right up. Oh, man. Well, the Olympics are over, Remy. Go home. Sit in a warm tub and for 2 years, 4 years.
Now, I'm not a doctor or an expert or something like that, but how does that just freeze up?
I think it just freezes up. Yeah. When it's like 20 below, it was so cold.
Aren't you wearing long johns under those?
They wear really thin suits. They're supposed to protect you from the elements, but they're thin. They're very, very thin.
Clearly.
I know.
But, I mean, you'd feel it until you don't feel it.
No, you don't, Morty. I don't have one of those, but I'm thinking you might not feel it.
I mean, if you flick it and you don't feel anything?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
That baby's frozen.
Is it gone? Please tell me it's not gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
And the second time this has happened.
This poor guy. Oh, man.
Doesn't happen to anybody else?
Why don't you not go to the next Winter Olympics? Why don't you go to the Summer Olympics instead?
Or do a shorter race or something.
Yeah. Why don't you swim? Jeez. Listen, the childhood home of Lynyrd Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zant and his brothers is now an Airbnb.
Whoa. This is,
yeah. It's pretty cool. They restored it to the way it was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It includes memorabilia and a vintage pool table that was there. They've kind of brought it back to its original state. So it is in Jacksonville, Florida, and you can find it on Airbnb. It's pretty cool. It's pretty
not in Alabama,
looking.
Like Sweet Home
I know,
Alabama?
No, it is not. It is not. It's in New York. No, okay. It's not. But it's very understated, but it's cool. Lots of big front yard, that's for sure, which is cool.
Cornhole and stuff like that?
Pretty much, yes, except horseshoes, I think it might have been back then. I don't know.
That's cool.
Listen to this. List of potential Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees who will become eligible in the coming years. This should blow a few people's heads off. Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Jennifer Lopez, Maroon 5, Lady Gaga, they will all be up, they'll be eligible.
Right.
So there you go. And check this out, the children's show Arthur, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Ethan watch it?
Used to.
They had its series finale. And they kind of did it 6 feet under style. And in a good way, they showed the characters 20 years in the future. Arthur became the author of a graphic novel about his own life. And his sister, D.W., becomes a police officer.
Oh.
So they did, like, all the characters in the future.
Wow.
Which is very, very cool.
Yeah. I like that.
That is my take, sponsored by Boot Barn. Proud supporters of the West.
You hear about this. A woman in Florida attacked by a lemon shark. Now, in the list of sharks, I don't know where a lemon shark... Lemon shark, how dangerous that shark is. But she escaped by punching it in the face until it let her go. Let her leg go. They say that's what you're supposed to do, punch it in the face.
Yeah.
In the snout.
Sure.
Here's the woman talking about it.
I had gotten irate. Like, he was trying to take my foot, and it just pissed me off that he hadn't let go yet. And anyway, I lifted myself up out of the water like the damn Hulk, and I started wailing at him with both my fists.
That's what you do.
It's funny. Lemon sharks are not aggressive towards people. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Did you look at them? Look at those teeth.
Hey, you. Back off, Mr. Lemon.
Would you have the state of mind when you look and you see a shark has a hold of your leg and you'd go, oh, I better start punching it in the face?
No, I wouldn't, because I would think that would just piss him off more.
Right.
He was hitting him. No, jeez.
Clearly, she's going to be fine, though, and she's okay. I don't know about the shark, but...
I don't like swimming in the ocean.
No.
I just don't.
I don't get the fun.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, well, I'll go. I'll go, like, you know, waist deep or so. I'm good there.
Which is more than me. I'll go up to my ankles, and that's about it. That's all I need.
Yeah, there's a lot down there I can't see, so I don't need that.
But every time I read a shark story, it reminds me of our good friend Robert Schimmel when he used to talk about sharks.
Yeah. My brother scuba dives. He goes, oh, you know what you do if a shark's bothering you? Bothering? You need to look in a dictionary, pal. Bothering. It really bothers me when you shear my legs off at the hips. I find it very bothersome to get back to shore with my torso snapped in half. He said, what you do is you let the shark get up to you, and then you punch him in the face. Yeah, and then when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and he goes, hey, what the what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. I'm going to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
You ready for the piano man?
Yes. Yes.
Coming to Vegas.
Finally.
And over at the Allegiant Stadium, and this will be a big one. It's happening Feb 26 of this coming weekend.
Yeah.
We do have your last chance to win a pair of tickets. All this week, we're giving them away. Plus a second chance online at 96.3kklz.com. Here's how you win this morning.
Well, you wanted to go back
to the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
We
yes.
were learning new things, all the new things we learned.
Yeah. Well, let's, you know what, which...
we're going to pick acronyms.
Yes, we are going to pick acronyms. And I know you can probably look some of these up, but...
we'll wait until we get them on the phone. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yes, exactly. There's a couple of them that I want to ask about.
That we talked about on the air in the 7 o'clock hour. So if you were listening very closely and you learned mm-hmm. something new along with us, you should know these. 3 out of 3... Oh, and you're a winner.
You're really doing okay.
Well,
all
two
right.
out of three.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
All
there
right.
you go.
You'll be lucky. Tickets for Billy Joel. Let's start with caller number 9. Okay. Caller number 9 is 702-739-9636. Good luck. All right, Carla, we have Monique on the phone. Monique, were you listening in the 7 o'clock hour this morning?
A little bit.
All right. Well, let's see how much is a little bit with you.
Let's see if you can get a couple of these. Monique, do you know what BAE stands for? B-A-E?
Before all others.
Oh, well.
Or before.
Above all others. We're tag teaming it here.
We're tag teaming it. All that'll be the next one. Before.
Anyone else.
Yes. Before.
Right.
Yes.
Number two.
The word tag, that's actually an acronym for something. Do you know what that is?
Touch and go?
Yes. And number
good
three,
job.
This is the bonus.
This will be a bonus. You already got them. Do you know what club stands for in the club sandwich?
Chicken, lettuce, under bacon.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, my God.
Right on. Oh, my God. I wish we had 4 tickets to give you, but we only have 2.
And you must be sitting next to the fastest Googler ever.
I love it.
No, this is all because he listened.
That's awesome. I love it. See what happens when you listen to us? Learning happens.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Billy Joel this Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium. Hey, for everybody else, even better news, you have a second chance to win online on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com. For you, though, Monica, hold on, and we'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Other news, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. 49-year-old female lawyer in Florida refused service at a bar because, well, she had had a little too much. So you know what she did, Carla? She went to the bathroom, took off all her clothes, and walked right back out.
All right.
And refused to put her clothes back
what
on.
What any woman would do.
Good for her.
So
yeah.
Then they called the cops after a while and said, hey.
She had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that's nothing more fun than a naked woman who's completely drunk off her naked butt.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Not even going to ask. Didn't even look.
Yeah.
To see if she was hot or not.
Sorry. Okay. Because you guys are really weird if that remains hot to you. Jeez.
And to some, I'm sad to say, it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
42-year-old guy in Boston stabbed another man over the weekend because the other guy refused to flush the toilet after using a public restroom.
The
assailant was caught. The victim treated for a wound to his hand. So I guess the guy that the stabber, he was arrested, and the stabby is going to be okay.
Yeah, well, good. I had a bunch of crazy people telling
But you got to flush the toilet.
Even if you do it
with your foot, you know.
And just back off.
Don't want to.
We had that here. There wasn't a guy that was flushing, but they put up signs instead of stabbing someone in the hand.
Yeah.
Is he still here?
I don't know. But, I mean,
the problem's gone.
The problem's gone.
And we don't see him anymore.
Well, there's that.
Wonder who it could have been.
Well, I don't know. There's somebody that comes from upstairs and uses the ladies' room.
Uh-oh.
The same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Comes up here to do the biz.
I'll tell you up there.
Listen to this accident.
We have so many problems here.
I know, we really do, don't we? Oh, doctors in India, they had to remove a glass tumbler. A glass from a 55-year-old man's colon. He said, "Oh, you know, I swallowed that while I was having tea." I don't know.
You said tumbler, right?
A tumbler.
So that's a big glass.
Yes, it is. Doctors didn't believe him. They say it's going to take several months for him to heal, too. Because, I mean, he swallowed, you know, a Flintstones glass, basically.
My
God. A smoker's
jar.
Yeah. I don't even, you know, talk about a party trick. I mean, that is like, what can I, well, I can, you know, curl my tongue and, I can, you know.
Whatever. Tie a stem.
Wiggle my ears. Yes, I can tie a cherry stem in a knot. Oh, I can swallow a whole glass. You mean of liquid? No, a glass, you idiot.
Talk about no worries in India.
Man,
and
know.
how do you forget that you did this?
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
I know.
When you open the dishwasher, don't you go, where's that?
I know. Why are there only 7 glasses, honey?
What happened to the other one?
No, I swallowed the other
one.
Wow. Sorry, dear. Well, and then check this out. This woman, I'm sure she was hot. 31-year-old in San Diego. Well, listen, she got locked out of her house during an argument with her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So she climbed on the roof.
Yeah.
Tried to get back in through the chimney.
Oh,
no. And guess who got stuck upside down?
Upside down?
Yeah, head first.
Oh, that's even worse.
Head first. Yeah, I'm sure her boyfriend called first responders right away. Yeah, gotcha, honey. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, they got her.
Hang on for a second. You're not going to believe this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. They had to take her to the hospital. And, of course, doctors said, well, at least you don't have a glass stuck in your colon. It is...
In your colon.
In your colon. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, a woman from Michigan, she will soon celebrate a big, big birthday, 100. And she decided to get a tattoo.
Oh.
She got a tattoo. It says NYNY 1922 tattooed on her arm. That was the year and the place of her birth, New York. Well, she actually got one at 90 as well. She turns 100 on March 2nd. Not your typical age to get a tattoo, but it's what she's done every year since turning 80. So this is her third one now. She said, if I live to be 110, I'm going to get another one. She said, I'm not quite sure what it will say, but hopefully, you know, something clever. Maybe, are you still here? Something like that.
I love it.
Never too old to start catting up.
No, but that's pretty brave at that age. Starting at 80, that's pretty brave.
I don't even know if I could do that. And you've joked about this as a part of your stand-up at that age, if you got a tap in your, when you were younger.
Yes, everybody liked to get them at the top of their breasts and things like that. Those things, that
like the rose or something.
Yeah, that becomes a long stem, as they say. Jeez.
That's why I think it's great that this woman did it at this age, because it's down there now.
It will probably stay where it is now, which is good.
Good for her. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have lunch at Porta Subs for you to enjoy. Not to mention, we're back tomorrow with more tickets for Billy Joel. 8:40, we'll do that. So otherwise, have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.